孙子也是
怎
样嗯 that will live it's a little bit different from the you know what the sutra text you know how to explain the Buddha maybe it's not quite exactly so that the yama like this so the showing the natural life impairments that you see So the inside, you see, the very center there is a pig. And then from pig's mouth coming the tails, on the, from pig's mouth you see the tail of the pigeon and it mostly is drawn what do you call it? Hen? No, the one makes noise.
Rooster.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Rooster.
So rooster's tail and then a snake. Sometimes they draw from pig, then you see from pig mouth about snake. No, I think maybe the rooster mouth snake, kind of the name like that. But this one has, I watched the from pig's mouth coming both tails coming. So that's more the accomplished Buddha teachings. The inside one, many they don't draw like that. So that's the more quiet one according to the teachings. So the pig signifies ignorance. ignorance. The especially the ignorance, you see, root, last few days we're talking the root of samsara, the ignorance, okay? The wrong concept, you see. the root of samsara is the ignorance, two types. Ignorance holding, they say, holding the eyes truly consigned to the dungeon. Ignorance holding the eye, they are truly exist. Then the ignorance holding the aggregates, you see, truly exist. So these two are the root of samsara. So in the peak signifies that. And then you see, it signifies also the ignorance not knowing dharma, ignorance not knowing karma, cause of happiness and cause of suffering, see. then from mouth of a pig coming there to the snake and the rooster's tails. So that from ignorance then anger. The snake signifies anger, hatred. Many of the artists draw the rooster. I haven't seen yet the teaching which says the rooster. it seems in the sutra the pigeon. pigeon. So some draw pigeon to understand the teachings. and the Geshe Sobat, which is the teachings of the Buddha, and so the quoted sutra, Buddha's teachings, the pigeon. was that's the first attachment, desire. So the pigeon saw this unbelievable attachment. They said that, you know, so the or the said, companion, the other companion of the pigeon, they, you know, attached so much. So not because I mean, to stay together is very common, but the, even the so even the even they find, you know, the human say snot true, the snot snot so snot so they pick up snot and give the feed the other companion, you see, even snot, you know, so yeah, I mean, it's kind of so unspeakable, you know, so then, and over, sexually acted, or, you know, so they, so there's a particular story, so much unbelievable attached desire. So then that's why I use that for attachment. But the rooster haven't seen, maybe the other text, I'm not sure whether it would expand, I'm not sure, but the simple pigeon is the one. So anyway, so that's the signifies three persons' mind, okay? Delusion, cause some sort of delusion. Then the white round, black round, white round. Black round that signifies the need karma, okay? Then this side, the round of this, you see. So the black one is need karma, this white one is good karma. So, then you see people who have created the karma, then you see they are sort of led by yama to the lower realm, you see. So anyway, that means the rain. Those who created karma were born in the lower realm. That was signified. Their body is upside down, go down, you see. Then there's so the people who have created good karma, much virtue, so they kind of well dressed, they kind of happily grow up. So, you know, so means higher birth, to higher birth. So, yeah. So, they haven't drawn yet to dress up beach, you know, beach dress. Going up, yeah. with the set board. Maybe next will match. Anyway, so then the delusion and the cause of samsara, the delusion and the karma. So that talks about the cause of samsara, the delusion and the karma. Okay, the karma, the non-virtuous action, the cause of lodging, rengenit, suffer, unbelievable the time. Then the good karma was best to be born there, deva, you know, himriram. So now so down with. For example, there's a hell, you know, I don't like to go through that already at the beginning, so just for example, there's the 8 major hot hells, 8 major cold hells, then and the 6 neighborhoods, 4 or 6 neighborhood sufferings, the hell sufferings. Then they say Dindi. about the health, there's a about the health, there's the yama there. So it said that maybe there's the conclusion is that that yama shows the mirror, and then you see the so all need how much need karma and how much virtue, everything, so that expands. And so there you see, so there's being drawn, so like that you see. Then after that, everything that shows, then you see, then after that you see. Then this is which is, you know, then your karmic appearance happens, yeah, the Lord, whatever it's there. So anyway, so now the top part, this part is the animal sufferings, animal realm, animal sufferings, and the other side is the and grows all the sufferings. So then on top sometimes the one part of the human realm, then they sort of, you know, enjoying all the then do happy transmigrating being, so then showing all the happiness, whatever, you know, then you know, all the enjoyment, the painting, you know, express. Then there's a, you see, devarilam, but you know, bigger side devarilam, but it's kind of half, right half, fighting each other. So devarilam, sura. For the, I think maybe suras. they fight for the world, you know. The suras, the one, the asuras, why? The asuras, they have so much muzzle, attachment, so much to the wife, something like that. So anyway, so they suffering, always fight. So asuras always get killed, you know. And the suras don't get killed until they cut the knife, no, not knife, sorry, neck. Something like that. Anyway, so, however, so this shows the six realm there. Then above, that one I think maybe not have, but some of the will of life, you see, has the 17. Oh, 17 categories. 17 categories. Categories shows. So that shows form realm. That shows form realm. These, the part is samsara realm. The form realm. Within this circle, there's most part is the devil realm, then sura sura. Above, you see, doesn't mean form realm is out of samsara, it's not saying, but, so, because there's all those samsara realms, so that's why above, you know, I think maybe some of that cannot be inside, so I think done outside, you see. It doesn't mean they're free from samsara, the part of samsara. there's samsara being. Then there's a formless realm, you see. For I think some people of lives, you have, you know, 17 categories, then there are four categories about that. So these are six realms that I see. So now the held by two hands, the yama holding two hands, that shows, you see, you're not free from the Oh, you are not free from true suffering, true cause of suffering. I think maybe karma and delusion. Maybe not free from karma and delusion, like that. Two hands holding. See, totally under the control of that. Then holding in the mouth means your life is natural impairment. You see. So that means, not only the death, but death can happen any time. The mouth can close any time, you see. So to remind that. So then to pursuing. What? Persuade to practice Dharma. So the main is because of that, this is how the jail life is. So must practice Dharma all the time. Must practice Dharma all the time. So do you see? Anyway, I mentioned here, must practice Dharma all the time. So what it is exactly to practice? So what it is to exactly? There's so many things to do. What is the exact to practice? Okay. So guru devotion, rule of path to enlightenment, the lung rim. Have very important to know the title lung rim. The graduate path to enlightenment. There's so many mandalas. Billions of mandalas. There's so many. But reading and reciting and meditate. You see, so practice Dharma. So the whole answer, the antidote, all the oceans of suffering, samsara, and cause karma and delusion, and the negative imprint, the cause of seed of delusion, seed which is cause of delusion. So that, however, but you see, there are 84,000 teachings taught by Buddha, but the whole essence, you see, Tiribhasaka teaching, and then even the essence of that is the Lamrimdi, which comes three levels: gradual power of the lower equilibrium, middle equilibrium, high equilibrium. then even the very heart of that is the three: the renunciation, bodhicitta, right view. So this is what we have to practice. So very important to know the title Lamrim. This is what we have to realize, what we have to actualize. Future life, it's extremely difficult to say, to practice in future life. I don't practice life. You see, very difficult. Even one day, even we are trying to practice Dharma, you see, I'm practicing Dharma, but actually if you check from morning into night, if you check motivation, how many actions become virtue, become Dharma, and become non-virtue, you see, cause of suffering. So if you check, by checking the motivation, how many actions become Dharma, how many actions become non-Dharma, non-virtue, cause of suffering, then we find most of it, the motivation become non-virtue. So mostly attachment. Even sometimes there can be anger, but mostly attachment, cling to this life. So it's all become non-virtue. All the motivation becomes non-virtual. So that all the actions what we do, even praying, meditating, everything becomes non-virtual. If it's done with a motivation, attachment, cling to this life. So looks like we did, we do many prayer, meditation, many things. Looks like, but if we really examine, from morning into night, you see, if you examine the motivation, then you find, very few that which become Dharma and mostly non-virtue. Even the actions which looks a virtue, which looks Dharma, or which looks spiritual, or which looks which looks religion, but actually did not become a non-virtue. The 啊，是的，是的，对，嗯，对 ，your motivation, your motivation and action, beyond dharma virtue, you know, spirituality, or what you call religion, whatever, that protects you from nidhama, protects you from nidhama, and protects you.Protects you reincarnating from reincarnating the lower realm and experiencing those most unbearable sufferings over the length of time. So, protects you. and protects you also the sufferings that you engage in the karma, then experience sufferings also in the human realms in the future. Do another good karma, you get born a human being, but you experience many problems. This is other past non virtues, you see. So here, your mind, your action become dharma, virtue, spiritual, siddhi. Oh, religion, however, protect you from all these sufferings. And then also, not only that, from the whole entire suffering, samsara, you know, and cause delusion, karma, and then protect you from even subtle developments. And you see, achieving enlightenment, so that cause to achieve happily, which is not cause after liberation from that enlightenment, you see. So, so antidote for all these, to feel for this. So, I have the whole entire answer is the lam rim. There's 84,000 teaching Buddha taught, you know, so extend, but however, they are very hard to actualize in your heart with the lam rim. Okay? Stage of path of enlightenment. And then the heart of that is the renunciation Buddha to the right view, so it's like. So, so now here, so on the right side, so you can't see here, but it's covered by the cloth, yellow cloth, okay? So where the head is, Yama, which is Yama's head, you know, the right side, right side is here, there. So that Buddha, it is there, Buddha. Then pointed out like this, say, there's a half, there's a moon, I think, it, moon circle, maybe sometimes drawn like this, you know, like this. So anyway, moon circle. So, above the hand, myself. So that, so Buddha showing the form, Buddha showing the cessation of the suffering, cessation of the suffering, cessation of all these unlimited sufferings, you know, hell, hunger, animal, human, all the six oceans of each of them sufferings, general suffering, some sort of suffering, each of them. And then the evolution of samsara, you see, so I like that. Evolution of samsara, how you evolve, how you recognize samsara. You see. So it's shown that there are 12 drawings around. So 12 tendenly ela juni, 12 dependent related lean. So that shows how, you know, how we recognize samsara, you see. Okay, like that. Well, I think so that's what I left out. So the evolution of samsara. So that's extremely important to understand. I mean, that's it just happened. I was not planning to talk. We were talking about, you know, the. See? Talking about Chimta Palje, you see, the old man's life story. So he got how to scared it away. Scared it away. got elaborate. Good elaborate. So the it is my, it become my, sorry, it was, it become my style at the moment. So many of you, many of you, I think, who have been studying, might know that. But I, especially then, especially who say, yeah, I haven't heard much, and then maybe important. But this is, but this is, you see, this is the reason why we, this is the reason why, you know, take refuge. You know, that's the man, this, this is the reason, you see, why we take refuge with Dhamma Sangha. To get out of these, to be free from, to be free from all those oceans of those, eternal sufferings and general sufferings and cause, karma, division. So it's good that it came out. Yeah. So, so yeah. So the more we understand the rule of life, the need to practice Dhamma. And Dhamma become more and more important, and then also, as well as the question about refugees, on the reliable Dhamma Sangha. So, see, seriously, you see, taking vows, to reliable Dhamma Sangha and to practice the refuge vows. So, how that, so then you see how that's so important, the foundation, you see. So that start with that, you see. So the how you involve it probably the samsara, you see. So there's a old man, blind person walking, so that's sort of ignorance. The root of samsara, ignorance, okay? Concept the holding the eye truly, you know, I guess holding the eye truly, holding the eye against truly, okay? So believing which is something which is not there. Those that appear to the heart and mind, you know, holding its truth, you know, the ignorance. So signified by the old blind person walking through the stick. Then next one, there's a person who making many pots, producing pots. So that shows the that shows outer ignorance, you see, creating karma. So the from ignorance, from the root of samsara, then there's, you see, anger, attachment, you see, this, ignorance, karma. And then you see, with those, then you can create various karma. the karma, and then the virtuous karma, the immovable karma. Immovable karma is virtue, part of virtue. So that which causes to reincarnate in the form realms. So the So so that which causes to the to be born from the form realm, which is four categories. Called Samden Shi, four levels of the firm contemplation. Some contemplation, then firm. Like when you close door, when in Tibet, you see, in Solukhumbus, in Solukhumbus, when myself, my uncle, teacher, when we traveled to another place in Solukhumbus, you see, you close the door, but the door, behind the door, you have huge, huge beams, you know, huge. Backside the door closed, then you put beam at this backside, you know, to keep a thing strong. So that firm, say, contemplation, 所以说的也是不要哦，说的so what makes you what makes you born the first level of firm contemplation that's because we're born third or fourth like that, you see, so immovable, so it's that so anyway yeah. So that person may give me many different parts as well as in the colors. Then, then the next one is the next one is the monkey jumping. Let's see. Monkey jumping from one tree to another tree. I think. So the say. The after having created karma, the karma leaves imprint, you know, the on the conscious, conscious, the mind. The conscious is the mind. All the consciousness doesn't go from one to another life, but the conscious is the mind. That's the one that goes from one to another life. Couldn't live from life like the conscious mind. A synthesis of the monkey that jumping. Mexican monkey, jumping from one to another. I haven't seen yet the Mexican monkey yet. Anyway, so anyway, then the, so then after that, there's the in the boat. You see, traveling, you know, being bored, some people draw, you see. So that that shows the you know, the you know, after conception, say, yeah, conception in the in the mother's womb, you know, they felt like egg. Oh, so it signifies the name, form, the. Oh, see. So, so I think the boat is something kind of it's temporary. It's you don't have it all the time. It's temporary. You so, so this body is not forever. You are going to have it's temporary. See. That so they show the aggregates. Okay. So name form. Form is the body. Name is the you know, the mental factors. Those things. The either mind, see, body and mind. The then after that. Then after that what was after that? Then the the six sense bases. It's called six sources or six sense bases. The sense bases. So I tried. Then the do not that to say. Sense basis. Then after that, then, what's that? Oh, contact. What did I? Contact. Sense contact. yeah, contact. I think contact. After that is contact. Contact with the object. Sense and object form, sound, smell, taste, contact. You see. then you see, then after that, that he say, feeling. What? I think it's feeling. No, no offense to that. The best point. Then craving, grasping, is right? Craving, grasping. No, there's no feeling. What's the feeling? Nothing. Sorry. What's the craving, grasping? Craving, grasping. Yeah, after that, no feeling. Feeling, should be there. Feeling there. Let me count. Ningsu, Yeche, Rekpa, Tsova, that's my feeling. Tsova. Yeah, I think the feeling is that in the drawing that somebody shoot arrow to the eye or something, shows the feeling. Then, after contact, there's a feeling, right? Then, craving, grasping. Craving, you see, it shows that people, you know, shows in drawing, having some drink, maybe, or sort of wine or something, you see, drinking wine or some, you know, something that, something that, you know, kind of started happening, so it's just that, so probably enjoying, see. So, so that's the craving. Is that, you know, it's all arms. The from this three-person mind is the attachment, the craving, and then the grasping. Then after that shows grasping, not that. The desire, craving, and then after that, there's a monkey. taking fruit from the tree. So the grasping, the difference, the craving, grasping is the same desire. When the craving becomes so strong, and you actually decide to get the object. First, with thinking, you know. You know, having desire to that object, you know, then it becomes so strong, you actually want to get it. You actually want to get it, you desire. Then they're grasping. So that. So the monkey, you see, taking fruit from the tree, you see. That is the best part of that, see. Craving, grasping, see. Then, craving, grasping, okay. Then after that, there's that thing, okay. So pregnant. But it's a pregnant. Then you see, then there's old age and death. Old age and death is a, old age and death is a, you know, there's no separation, it's one. So the, I think the drawings when the older person carried a dead body. So I think it's, so now the way the 12 dependent relation, the way it goes, it's according to three different lives. The way it's done there, in the will of life. According to three different lives. Yeah. So now the gradual evolution is that the evolution is there. So ignorance starts with ignorance, root of samsara, then the karma, karma information. Leaving imprint on the metal cream, which throws future rebirth. then you see, then yet the you see, craving, grasping, lusts. Oh, that's right, you see. I made one mistake, sorry. Becoming is one action. So the imprint, the imprint that was left on the melancholy by the past karma, after creating and grasping, then you see, to take future, but you see, made ready. So made ready to give it, to throw its future bird, made ready. So that's becoming, the one, the pregnant one, pregnant one. So the, I think the bird one is the baby come out. becoming the imprint left of the past karma on the melon become by craving, grasping, or lust. So made ready to produce it. Is it produce it? It's a result of future life, it's a future birth. So that. So. So, in the relation to our life now, you see, out of ignorance created karma. There could have been life before this. It could have been billions of years ago, billions of years, zillion, trillion years ago, unimaginable. You see, but the craving and grasping becoming, that happened life before this. Whether it's animal life, whatever, vegetable life, or it was life before this. So it happened at that time. Craving, grasping. Of the craving, grasping from part of this. Craving, grasping, which is part of the limb of this human being. It's part of the 12 different related limb of this human being. This is the present human being. So craving, grasping can happen. Life before this. Past life was, you see. So then, during that life, near that time, then, so, the ignorance and karma, you see, that could have been life before this, or could have been an unbelievable number of years ago, could have been like that. So now, then you experience seven results in this life. To the conscience, and the fertilized egg, and then they name the form. Then the six bases, contact, feeling, contact, the feeling. Then bird. All this and that. So seven things happened. Experience this life, you see, like that. So now, very brief explanation. When you go through traveling, there's so much, there's a heuristic, full explanation of each one, you know? Definition of each one is there. There's many more explanations, much more detailed explanation. However, it's all shows Four Noble Truths. Essence of Four Noble Truths, you see. True suffering, true cause of suffering, and cessation of suffering. Cessation of the suffering cause, and true path, the method. So now, since I mentioned traveling, I must mention this. Okay? So now you are experiencing the seven elements. I said, now what's left? We experienced old age, and now what's left is death. What's left is death. The, from 12 different religious modes. So now you have to remember this for meditation. Meditation is reality. So while we're experiencing this, from 12 different religious limb of this human birth, person human birth, the same result, see, the, so, as I mentioned before, some part of that is all gone. while you're in mother's womb, you know. So anyway, so while you are experiencing this result, the present human birth, so there's ignorance, rule samsara. You see, so we accept times when you mentioned it, when you say, I said, you don't hold on to it. You don't hold on to it. You don't hold on to the I guess, you see. I guess. So, that which appeared not immediately by mind to your heart and mind, and what we normally do is hold on to this. We let our mind hold on to this. Then that time is we're creating ignorance. We're creating ignorance. This is it. So you don't believe I get something which is not there. You constantly believe it's true, see? Which doesn't exist at all, even such an atom constantly. So we said habituated from beginning to birth. So now here, so only when you mentor emptiness, instead of holding this true, that holding this is totally false, holding this I is like totally false. The words appear to my mind, see, and then as the holding is true, holding this is totally false, totally non-existent. You see, then thinking the eyes dependent arising, eyes dependent arising. There's a high exists in my mind because there's aggregates, see, dependent arising. So which means which makes you to you think it depends on arising, but it makes you think that I is empty. Empty of existing from the side. Because you're thinking merely input by mind. So when you think I is merely input by mind, it gives you understanding that that doesn't exist from the side. Okay. So it gives you that in your heart, that idea. So anyway, so otherwise, you see, except when we you know, I said, when we see like this, when we get to see, you say, oh, that time the new action, that's not going to cause samsara. You see, visualizing deity or you practice tantra or see, eating, walking, sins, what are you doing? That's going to cause samsara. Or playing golf, playing soccer. But with this under, with this realization of them, then you can call samsara. So, you're glittering or the, what do you call this? You fasten your hands with the wings. like the bat. We're talking about bat. We're talking about bat. So then you see. So anyway, you know, they jump on the mountains. So anyway, so with this realization, with this understanding, then it has been caused some. So anyway, so so you see. So now, so one, we just talk one day, even 1 hour, and then see, constantly, you know, we let our mind to hold of this eye, I guess, 100% true, you see. This really exists, 100% true. So that, you know, so constantly, see. So, then, you see, then with the personal mind, with the great karma, see, then you see, karma, but the, because as I mentioned already before, the much of the motivation, you see, even we're trying to practice Dharma, but much of attachment to this life. So, then, all that with the Buddhist mind becomes the karma. Okay? So it leaves imprint on the metal prism that was produced the rebirth of the law of living. where one has to which experience unbelievable in the times, sometimes even unbelievable. So, many human being here, some billions and zillions, that you see. Then also as a lower hell is a lower, then unbelievable much more. So anyway, those are the realms are lower. So anyway, So you see, so now here, you see, to understand it. So constantly, from after ignorance, then there's, you see, as positive mind rises, especially attachment, okay? So constantly lives negative imprint of the mind, constantly. which causes the future rebirth. The here may come, so rebirth a lot. So constantly, you see. So, then within a minute, so much, you see. So as second goes like that, you see. So one day like this, you know, so we start so many troubling, you know, within 1 hour, minute, you see, so many troubling. Initiative, you see. So you see, that means we tie, while you experience this, you know, the result of the 12 dependent related limb of this person, while I experience this result, and then one day you tie yourself in the prison of samsara, the 12 different religions. You see, start something, you see, so you tie yourself. Start something, 12 lingi, within 1 hour. Within 1 hour, you see. Within a minute, you know. And then it goes like that. So you're so fastened, something like many prisons, you know, like that. So now then, like that goes weeks, year, weeks, month. I jumped for weeks to year. Weeks, month, years. So it goes like that. Life goes like that, you see. So then, from birth until now, can you imagine? From birth until now, can you imagine how much, you know, we created samsara? How much we created samsara? Start, initiated, 12 links, you see, to take a rebirth, you know. And this is samsara. One after another. Amazing. Then, but this is, we're talking just now. This life. Now the next, the previous life. Then, from beginning this rebirth, there's so much karma started, you see, traveling. It started out of ignorance, but not finished yet. There's so much which we haven't finished yet experiencing, traveling. Start from beginning. So, you see, so to evolve something, you do, die upon, experience all the suffering. Okay? So, this is just unimaginable how we are fastened, you see, by the chain of the karma, delusion. So, so here now, So now here, you see how important, so important. Without Dharma practice, no way to get out of this. No way to deliver from this. So you have to seize, the delusion karma. You see, especially by wisdom directly perceiving it. That, you see, without the realization, without the realization, there's the five paths of liberation, you see. Without talking enlightenment, mind, but just the five paths of liberation, you see. So that, see, you have to seize that the true cause of suffering, karma, delusion, you see. You see that. Then, even the cause of delusion, the imprint, you see completely. Then you don't have to. Then, only then, you don't have to die upon it, you don't have to circumcise. Only then. So therefore now, Dharma practice, you see, I mean, chanting mantras and so forth, they, of course, it contains whole path, and it leaves imprint on our medical system, you know. Positive imprint on our metabolism. So, then you see, after some time, then you see, I mean, you see, leave imprint, then after, you know, gradually, I mean, they say, if you don't, in this life, if you don't try to step down, you know, the path, and really meditate, really practice, learn and really practice, meditate, you know, try to realization. If you don't do that, then of course, chant mantra or something. Because, you know, long term, I mean, it has this effect, you know, you meet Dharma, exercise path, and then, you know, slow, then you see, you achieve liberation, enlightenment. It has that effect. but as I mentioned now, you see, one day, how much troubling we start, you know, we fasten ourselves sometimes, you see. Then the year, then this, from birth, then the year from past, the past life. Some traveling we started, you know, not finished experiencing those results, the rebirth. the unimaginable. So now here you see, can't bear, you know. You see, can't stand, can't bear. You see, you need to get out, you need to be free from samsara. You know, right this minute, right this second, can't wait. Can't wait. Oh, so reality is like this. if you understand what samsara is and the whole existence is like that. So it's the most unbearable thing. So you see, can't wait even, so unbearable even can't wait even a second, you see. So that, you see, you know, must be liberated from this. So therefore now, you see, now you understand. So practice Dharma. So I do practice Dharma. So practice Dharma, I'll say, as I mentioned before, the path to its liberation. I say, just, you know, just spend a whole life watching breath, or just, you know, watching breath, or say, watching walking, or watching water. I say, just spend a lot of chant mantra, or do some prayers, or, you know, you really got to learn Dharma and really understand the path and really actualize in your heart. You see, the lung rim, so the essence of the lung rim, the stage path, you see. So in the last few days, we talked a little bit on my maintenance. So that's a very important one. So you can see now how that's so important. So we did touch to something very important. So remember that. So we need to exercise three times a month. Okay? Three times a month, aspects of the mind. So that's the first thing to do. Need renunciation. Then it's your bodhicitta. So those two comes, you see, renunciation, the only thing that is bodhicitta, otherwise you can't bodhicitta before. But the right view you can actualize any time, so when you have lots of merit and imprint from past and correctly meant it. receive correctly. Unmistakable things for that. Then what makes to be successful? All this, you know, path to deepest aspect path enlightenment, then two stages of tantra, see, for quick enlightenment. That one is for quick enlightenment, quickest enlightenment. So now all that part, the whole path, you see, to actually to be successful, and it depends on the first thing, the root of the path to enlightenment, the good person. looking for guru, and then searching for guru. Then the say after one has found, you know, by analyzing one found, then you see then make connection, first analyze, then something that one can devote, then you see, however, you see, then they make determination, you see, to follow. Then you have to understand the whole entire teaching of good devotion. Otherwise, you make a lot of mistakes. So many mistakes, you know. instead of achieving realization, you can have many heavy negative karma, and then explain so much problem, decide, then you rebirth the Lord and for unimaginable times, you know, that instead of achieving enlightenment and realization. so it's become very important that the And you have to know the teaching of the Buddha, with all that beneficial shortcoming, all the things. Now, how to do is say. That's why Lama Tsongkhapa put this very beginning of the Lamrim. So then you have a whole idea. Then from there, then you don't have mistakes. You see, from beginning the path, from ultimate, you know, so you become successful. Okay? Mm. So then. Okay, so now, those who are taking refuge. So, okay. So,